Do you experience anxiety? If so, this Hatha Yoga class is for you. Hi, I'm Melissa from Yoga with Melissa. This is real yoga for real people. We're all about connection. Connection to a teacher and teachings that allow you to connect with your true self and a community of people that are dedicated to a genuine path of spiritual transformation. If you're new here, we put out a brand new yoga class every Friday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific. So be sure to subscribe and press that little bell so that you don't miss a single yoga class. And if you like the video, give it a thumbs up. Something's biting me. Give it a thumbs up and let me know what you like about it in the comments. If you don't like the talking, be sure to press that mute button and just follow along visually. I have a testimonial for you today. The testimonial is from Vaughan, Ontario, from Mitchell. And Ontario is, of course, our old stomping grounds before we moved to BC. And he commented on YouTube on the class on generosity that was a recent class. And he said, "Thank you so much for these videos, Melissa. For me, this has been such an approachable way to begin practicing yoga over the past couple of months. The insights you present in each video are educational and provide real opportunities for deep contemplation. Sending my gratitude from Vaughan, Ontario." So thank you, Mitchell, for taking the time to leave your comments on YouTube. And thanks to all of you who leave your comments on YouTube and iTunes, Instagram, Facebook, my website. And as always, the most in-depth conversations happen in our membership community. So today we're going to do a class on anxiety, but be sure to stay all the way to the end. I have something really special for you. At the end, I'm going to tell you how you can receive my free 7-day yoga series to relieve anxiety, plus a bonus, and I will tell you how to get that at the end. I want to thank Squeezed Yoga Clothing for my clothes. Today I'm wearing a red bamboo tank top and gray capri leggings. And thanks to Dusky Leaf for my props. Today you're going to need a block and your mat. And we're going to start with our peace mantra. Om Sahana Vavatu. Sahano bhunaktu sahaviryam karvavahe tejasvina vaditamastu mavidvishavahe. Om shanti shanti shanti. So that mantra means, protect us together, student and teacher. May our studies nourish us together. May we practice together for the union of the good of all. May our learning be luminous and purposeful. Peace, peace, peace be unto all. We're going to lie down on our stomachs to begin. You can rest your forehead on your hands. You can turn your head to one side, whatever is most comfortable in your body. Feel the support of the earth underneath you. And allow all the tension from your body and your mind to release from your body and your mind into the earth underneath you. And just allow yourself to slowly and gradually move into stillness. Notice how when your body comes into stillness, that your mind, it might feel like it begins to speed up, but that it's a signal for your mind to begin to slow down as well.
So
So today we are going to open to and become aware of anxiety. And we're going to stay resting in this crocodile pose for a little bit longer at the beginning of the class, and that's okay. It's going to give you extra time to connect with the earth underneath you and to release tension in your body and to move into stillness. So just like the other emotions that we've opened to experience in this Healing Your Emotions series, we can open to the emotion of anxiety. Anxiety is not good or bad, it's simply an expression of energy. And when we open to the free-flowing quality of anxiety, we can attend to its energetic nuances in our minds and our bodies. Anxiety affects 18% of adults in the U.S., approximately 40 million adults between the ages of 18 and 54. And I chose that statistic because it was the most current. However, when I was looking at statistics worldwide, those numbers are pretty consistent. Women are twice as likely to be affected by anxiety than men. And I mentioned that because, well, about 50% of people on this channel are women and 50% of the people on the channel are men. So it's about 50-50, but I thought I would mention that. When we experience anxiety, we feel an overwhelming lack of trust in our world. And we feel a lack of sense of our inner security or safety. There's a feeling of being out of control and a sense of groundlessness. The experience of anxiety involves wearing ourselves out with relentless thinking, which heightens the nervousness in our bodies and minds. And again, this isn't a judgment on anxiety. It's simply a reflection on what happens when we experience anxiety. There's a sense of being in danger or a threat of not being able to cope with what may happen. And when we experience anxiety, we experience fear, and we tend to be hypervigilant towards the negative, and we worry excessively about the future. With anxiety, our minds are caught in an endless feedback loop. They spiral into continual mental scanning, which use up our physical and mental resources, leaving us exhausted. The feelings and experience of anxiety results in hormonal imbalances in our bodies, as our adrenal glands increase the secretion of adrenaline and cortisol in our bodies. Adrenaline and cortisol are hormones released in response to fear and stress by the medulla of the adrenal glands and in some neurons of the central nervous system. Research has shown that yoga is superior to other forms of exercise in terms of lowering cortisol than other types of physical movement. A research on African dance, for example, and yoga actually showed higher levels of cortisol after the dance than before, compared to yoga, where levels of cortisol were reduced after yoga. In another research study with specific yoga poses, researchers measured the cortisol levels before and after yoga classes and discovered significant decreases after the yoga class. So all that to say that yoga is a very good thing to do to reduce anxiety. Okay, so we're going to come from here into knees to chest pose. So we're going to push up and back. And you're going to lie on your back. And you're going to bring your knees into your chest. Okay, so in this position, let your shoulders be heavy. If you have any knee issues, you're going to hold on behind your knees. You're going to let your shoulders be heavy. You're going to feel your connection to the ground, the earth underneath you. Let your head be heavy. Let there be space between your teeth. Let your tongue float in your mouth. And feel as though you're giving yourself a nice hug. Let all the tension from your body release into the ground. And in this pose, you're going to focus on taking long, slow, deep breaths, particularly into the area of your adrenal glands. So your adrenal glands sit just below your rib cage, above your kidneys. And we're going to focus on breathing into your adrenal glands, restoring and nourishing your adrenal glands. And also breathing along your spine and restoring and nourishing your central nervous system. These two systems, the hormonal system and your adrenal glands and your nervous system, just are responding to the fight or flight response of anxiety by pumping out adrenaline and cortisol. And we're just going to nourish them here in this pose by breathing into those two systems. Then release your legs down, cross your left ankle over the top of your right thigh, open your left knee out to the side, draw your left knee in, hold on behind your left knee, and feel the sensations on the outside of your left thigh and into your left glutes. Breathing down your spine, nourishing your central nervous system. Breathing down your spine, supporting your central nervous system. Allowing your breath to soothe and bathe your adrenal glands. Feeling the support of the earth underneath you. And go ahead and release this side down. And you're going to cross your right ankle over the top of your left thigh. Open your right knee out to the side. And then slowly draw your left leg in. Reach around and hold on behind your left leg. And Feel the sensation in the outside of your right thigh and into your right glutes. Let your shoulders be heavy. Feel the support of the earth underneath you. Let the tension flow down into the earth. And then go ahead and release this side from your body. You're going to roll to your side and make your way up onto all fours. Okay, you're coming onto all fours. Spread your fingers nice and wide. If you have issues with your wrists, you can come up onto your fists. Or down onto your forearms is quite nice too. Also, you're closer to the ground then, and you have more parts of your body connected to the ground. So maybe let's just do that. And you're going to exhale round up here. And then inhale and arch here. And here you're moving your spine. And you're massaging your central nervous system. And massaging your central nervous system is really important when you experience anxiety because it is your sympathetic nervous system that releases the stress hormone cortisol in response to experiencing anxiety. You know, that chronic worry and the emotional stress triggers the release of cortisol. So right here, we can just massage our spine, which protects our central nervous system and bring us out of that sympathetic response and into a parasympathetic response, lowering the release of cortisol, the hormone cortisol, lowering cortisol levels in our body. And then from here, you're going to open your knees wide, sit back on your heels, bring your toes together, and come into child's pose. In fact, let's do the version that's a little bit more grounding even, where you take your hands through and place them on your feet. So you're creating that seal in your body. When we practice yoga or meditation, we are constantly, hopefully, asking the question, where am I placing my attention? And when we practice yoga, we are taking our attention and placing it on the sensations in our body. Where we are following our breath. But ultimately, we're taking our attention out of our mind. You know, we tend to, throughout our day, just allow our minds to kind of run amok and to be caught up in the endless loop of our stories and worry. And when we come to our yoga practice, we can place our attention somewhere else. And that really benefits our minds because it slows them down, it stills them, it gives them somewhere to place their attention. So right now, feel the sensations in your body. Feel how this pose lengthens out your low back. It feels good in your low back. It opens up your glutes. Feel how your breath deepens into your low belly. Just notice what sensations are alive in this pose for you. Feel how grounding it is. And notice how your mind slows down. You may have also noticed how your spine lengthens in that pose, which is also a benefit to your nervous system. Okay, so you're going to find your way out of this pose, and we're going to make our way up to standing now. Okay, so spread your fingers wide, tuck your toes under, come into downward facing dog. And then make your way up to standing. Okay, from standing, we're going to come into tree pose to connect with the earth. So you're going to stand on your left foot and turn your right toes out and place your foot either below your knee or above your knee. Bring your hands to your heart center. Focus on something that's not moving. Feel your connection to the earth. So this was one of the poses. This was one of the poses in the research studies that they did. There were set poses in the classes where they measured the cortisol levels before the yoga class and after the yoga class. And the cortisol levels were lower after the yoga class. This tree pose was one of the yoga poses. Okay, then release that side from your body and let's do the other side. So this time you'll stand on your right foot, turn your left toes out, and pick up your left foot. Turn your knee out, either above or below your knee. And we're just keeping our hands at our heart center here. And that's just, I'm choosing to keep the poses very grounded today. So if we were to lift our hands up and overhead, then it's just less grounded. Keeping our thumbs on our sternum grounds us against our body. So we're staying, even my choice to keep my foot below my knee is a more grounded choice. So try that instead of striving to go higher and bigger and better. Try just staying closer to the earth, staying more connected to your body, and see how that feels energetically for you and emotionally. And then let go of this. And you're going to spread your feet nice and wide underneath your hip bones. Bend your knees slightly. You're going to roll your pelvis over your leg bones here. Feel the way your belly connects with your thighs here. That again gives you that sense of grounding. Drop the crown of your head so the back of your neck is long. Your head is below your heart here, which is very calming. And here you're going to feel the way yoga gives you a way to connect with the earth. Your hands are on the earth. Your feet are connected with the earth. Your body is touching other parts of your body, which is also very grounding. And you're able to release nervous tension into the earth and reconnect with a sense of safety. This pose is also very restorative. It's a very restful pose, and it will help you to recover a sense of equilibrium. Okay, and then slowly come up. And then I'm going to give you two options for shoulder stand today. Since we have such straight trees here today, I'm going to do legs up the wall for it. But the other option, I don't do a lot of shoulder stand because I don't like it for the neck. But there is a version that is not too intense that I don't mind showing. This one it's kind of just like a modified version of bridge pose, and then I'll show you legs up the wall, so it can be your choice. If you've worked with a teacher in the studio and you know all the safety cues for bridge pose, then I don't mind you really doing shoulder stand. Sometimes I will teach it, but as a one-off in a class, I'm not too fond of it. Okay, so what we're going to do, so you're going to place the block underneath your pelvis, just press into bridge pose, place the block underneath your pelvis. And so you can see there's no pressure on your neck here. This is why I like this version so much. And then you just take your legs in the air. And that's supported shoulder stand. And the reason why I chose this pose is because it's another one that was in that study when they tested cortisol levels before and after the class. Shoulder stand was one of the set poses in that class. And cortisol levels were lower after with this pose in the class. However, I am really liking the look of that tree, and so I would like to do legs up the wall. So you could do that or legs up the wall. So for legs up the wall, which is also another variation on shoulder stand, you can put your hips right up against the wall, swing your legs around, and bring your legs at the wall. So the reason why I like this even better for anxiety is because if you observe the pose, you're even more grounded. You're supported by the wall, you're supported by the earth. You can place your hands on your belly, and then you're grounded there as well. So even more grounding. Okay, so from here, to come out of it, legs at the wall, you're going to bend your knees, roll to your side, and then you can either leave your mat there if that works in your home, or if you're me, you're going to pull your mat back to where, ouch, tree roots, back to where you were. Okay, so you're going to lie down on your stomach again. All these front-lying poses where you're on your stomach are also very pacifying and easing for anxiety, so I like them a lot. This is another pose that was in that research study that lowered the cortisol levels before and after the yoga class. I keep wanting to move this, but it's a whole root system. Okay, so you're going to lie on your belly. Bring your hands down by the side of your body. Let's turn our palms up, roll our shoulders back and up. And you're going to lift your chest up off the ground. You can feel here actually how it just, you're actually massaging, you're actually stimulating your adrenals. So they're getting some nice juicy love there, which I love this. And then you're going to reach your legs long. So, oh, all that love for those overactive adrenals. Restoring your adrenaline and restoring your cortisol levels, all that hormonal balance. Oh, just loving on your system, easing that anxiety. A front facing back bend. It's just beauty in a pose here. Then you're going to slowly lower down, push yourself up and back into child's pose. You can lie on your back with your knees into your chest if this pose doesn't work for your body. See that bee? That was right between my knees. Okay. Okay. All right. Yep. Up. I know, I'm not. Uphill forward fold. Okay, so sit with your legs out long with you now. You're going to, if you have a folded blanket, it's a good idea because it'll lift your pelvis and fold it forward a little bit more. It's very interested in my mat, this bee. And we're going to bend your left leg, extend your right leg long. So I love this pose because so much of your body is connected with the earth underneath you. If your leg is way up in the air, then fill the space either with a block like this or with a cushion. Okay, you want to be connected to the earth as much as possible. That grounds you, that gives you a sense of security and safety, which is really important with anxiety. We're going to start with a twist. Twists are great for releasing tension from our body. And then come back to the center and fold forward over your long legs. So feel the whole part of your body that's connected to the earth. Feel that sense of security and stability underneath you. And then this forward folds are very soothing and calming. That's why we do them. Then you're going to come upright again and extend your left leg out now. Open your right knee out to the side. Again, feel how much of your body is connected to the earth. Sit up nice and tall. Turn away from your straight leg and twist towards your bent leg. And then come back center and roll your pelvis over your hip bones. Come into the forward fold, feeling your connection to the earth here, underneath your whole of your left leg, underneath your right leg. Again, feel the space if your hips are, the external rotators of your hips are tight, either with a block or a cushion. Feeling the security, the stability of the earth, and then allow yourself to be soothed with the forward fold. And then you're going to come upright and you're going to lie down on your back for Shavasana if you have any low back issues. You're going to lie with your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor. And for extra grounding, place your hands on your belly. If you don't have low back issues, take your legs out long. More of your body will be connected with the earth, or you can place a bolster underneath your knees too. Allow yourself to be connected with the earth underneath you. You're going to stay here. Allow your body to receive the class. I'm going to sit up and redo a poem to finish. The poem is called Allow Me by Chungmi Kim. If I must worry about how I will live in my old age without wealth, I would be without health now, and how can I live to be old? If I must worry about how I will live in my old age without love, I would be without dreams now. And how can I go on living another day? Allow me to sit in the sun and listen to the sky. I will love you gently. Allow me to stay in my room and weave my rainbows. I will love you truly. Like a colt in the meadow with no boundary, allow me to wander around till I hear the autumn stealthily strolling by my door. I will be waiting to be with you then. Okay, so gradually allow your breath to deepen. Wiggle your fingers and toes. You're going to roll to your right side and slowly make your way up to seated. We're going to sit together and do a mudra series. We're just going to sit with a mudra first for anxiety. You can sit on a folded blanket or kneel on a block or sit in a chair, whatever is best for you. Today we're going to do the Haridya mudra. The way that works is you curl your index finger down to itself. You bring your thumb and your two middle fingers together and you extend your baby finger. And then you rest that on your lap. So in our yoga class, it's really great that we spend all this time on the ground. It allows us to release a lot of tension. It allows us to really connect with gravity and relax and let go of so much anxiety. But in reality, in our day-to-day lives, we have to adult, and we don't do that in prone positions. So we do that in an upright position. So it's very useful to spend time upright as well and connecting with the emotion of anxiety in an upright position as well. So that's why it's really good to do seated meditation as well as all this lying around. So it's beneficial to do both, is what I'm saying. So you're going to place your hands on your lap, your elbows underneath your shoulders. Find your sense of center, lengthen up through the back of your neck and the crown of your head. Place a gentle attention on the breath in your belly. Okay, let's transition left hand up, right palm down to close out. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. May all beings be happy and free, and may the thoughts, words, and actions of my own life contribute in some way to the happiness and freedom for all. If you like this class, please give it a thumbs up. I focused a lot on hormonal health in relation to anxiety. Hormonal health is something that's of interest to me recently. If you like that, let me know by giving it a thumbs up. If you're a member, let me know in the comments if you'd like a whole series on hormonal health. I'm thinking of doing some short classes for yoga for hormonal health. Let me know if that's something that would interest you in the membership community. Let me know in the comments. And also, if you know somebody who would benefit from this class, I know anxiety is really prevalent. About 1 in 9 people experience anxiety. So feel free to share this class widely, and may it help a lot of people. Let's see. At the beginning, I said I would let you know where to get my 7-class series to relieve anxiety. So if you go to melissawest.com/396, the show notes for this, so it'll be actually the first thing in the show notes, there'll be a link to that. Then you scroll down past my notes. So some people like to look at the notes, and the notes are all the links to the research that I cited today as well. But at the bottom of that, there'll be a box, and it'll say 7 days to relieve anxiety, 7 days of yoga to relieve anxiety. And if that's something that you'd like to, you know, go deeper and have 7 days of yoga classes focused specifically on anxiety, then put your email in there, and then you'll be signed up for my mailing list, and we will send you over the next 7 days, 7 yoga classes to support you in relieving anxiety. That's my gift to you. And also there will be a bonus at the end of that as well, a secret bonus. And also, I want to thank Sean from New York and Anne-Marie from Victoria, Australia for your donations. And if you want the ultimate in support for your anxiety and the leading edge research on the best classes on anxiety, then of course our membership class is the place to be. We have a 4-week program. I'm going to send you a 7-day program. But in our membership community, we have a 4-week program for anxiety, plus 16 classes ranging from 7 minutes to 1 hour. And I will also offer you daily support in our online forum and also weekly live classes. So all the links to those are in the show notes as well. If you are a member already, you might be like, wow, I didn't know that. Or you can sign up to become a member as well. We'd love to welcome you into our membership community. That feeling of isolation can add to anxiety. That feeling of connection can absolutely dissipate anxiety. So I'm sending you much love from beautiful British Columbia. May your joy be as deep as our Pacific Ocean. May you be as rooted as the trees in our forest. And may you be as strong as our mountains. Om Shanti. Namaste.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.